This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet face-to-face today in Woodside, California, just south of San Francisco. They'll meet on the sidelines of a summit of Asia-Pacific leaders, and we'll have plenty to talk about, from resuming communications between the two countries' militaries to the fight over advanced semiconductors. The BBC's Vivian Nunes has more.
At APEC, we imagine the possibilities when there is dialogue and cooperation. When diverse communities work together through trade, good things can happen.
The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum brings together leaders of 21 economies in the Pacific region, including representatives from Hong Kong and Taipei, alongside those from the People's Republic of China. The idea behind the grouping is to promote free trade across the Pacific region. But over the past few years, China and the US have been putting up trade barriers like tariffs instead of taking them down. China has called the tariffs on a range of consumer goods discriminatory. One item likely to be high on the agenda is the tit-for-tat trade spat over semiconductors. Dr. Chris Miller is the author of Chip War.
China is spending tens of billions of dollars a year trying to domesticate an industry that in the past has been spread over multiple different countries. And that has catalyzed policy responses from other governments. So, for example, the U.S. has decided to restrict the transfer of AI chips, the types of chips that are used in training AI systems, to China.
The U.S. says it introduced these controls because of national security concerns and not because it wants to maintain an economic advantage. Is that a credible argument?
Well, I think when you talk to government officials, they are laser focused on the security implications of advanced chips and the types of AI capabilities that they enable. The challenge is that the exact same chips that are used to train AI with civilian implications can also be used to train AI with military implications or intelligence implications. There's just no way of differentiating.
How do you see this chip war, this contest to dominate the semiconductor industry, playing out then? And do you think anything will be achieved at APEC?
China has very clearly set a goal of becoming self-sufficient in semiconductors. The U.S. has very clearly set a goal of trying to remain far ahead of its competitors in this sphere. And despite the Xi-Biden meeting, which I fully expect to have lots of press releases that make it sound like the relationship's getting better, the reality is there's a pretty zero-sum competition here for which country is going to be the world's technology leader. And I think it would be naive to count too much on a single summit to diffuse that basic competitive dynamic.